Who knows? Aham sarvasya prabho. I am the controller. Matta sarva pravartate. Everything emanates from me. Iti matva. By knowing this, if someone worships the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, then he is known as Buddha Bhava Samanvita. He has a real intelligence. I hope all here I'm associating with the intelligent people who are gathered today here. So Griha is the place where the family comes together and pray. As the English saying goes, that who prays together, they stays together. So if you want to stay together, what you have to do? Pray together. Then whom to pray? And what to pray? That's most essential thing that we need to understand. Because Lord Himself says that He is the only one who is to be prayed. All the religions, they say the same thing, that you have to pray that Lord. Love thy Lord with thy heart, with thy soul. Hallow thy name of that Lord. And Lord says, Satatam kirtayanto mam bhajatam priti purvakam. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Do it constantly, satatam. Always. It's not that only now Chaturmas is going to start, so these 4 months we will be Krishna conscious. No. He says satatam at each and every breath that you have to pray Him. So how many do you know that how many breaths that we take every day within a 24 hours? No idea. The most essential thing that we do to survive in this world, we don't have any idea. Tukka to maro. Guess. Pratap.
We discussed 27,648.
A healthy person takes that many breaths every day. Okay, and that is available for free. Are you paying for that? No. So who is providing that? Krishna. Or is there any factory which creates that? Yes, no.
Trees.
Okay. So how many trees they create that actually? See, it is freely provided without any charge, and anyone does anything for you, what do you say? Thank you. But the most essential thing that Lord has given to you, how many times you really thank Him for that? Do you do that? Consciously? Unconsciously? No. We don't do that. And that's the ungratefulness of our hardness. That we are not grateful to their Lordship for what He has given, the most essential thing to survive in this world. And that's why to thank Him, we have to pray. And how do we pray? By chanting His name. That's what we were doing sometime before, chanting His holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. These are the 16 words into 16 and into 108. Does anyone have a calculator? That's what 27,648. See, if you chant minimum 16 rounds of this 16 names of the Lord, so that equals the breaths that you take every day. So for a one breath, at least you should chant the one name of the Lord. But we don't have a time. We are so busy. And still, sometimes we claim, we know, I'm Bhakta. Very proudly we say, I'm this Bhakta and that Bhakta. But what are the qualities of bhakta that has explained in this verse which we are going to discuss today? Am I boring you? Huh?
No.
Sure? So in the verse number 9 of chapter 10 in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, he explains about the qualities of his devotees, what it means to be a devotee. He says, Machita madagata pranaha bodhayanti parasparam kathayantasya mam nityam tushyanti charamanti. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. And Prabhupada writes about this particular shloka. He says, pure devotees whose characteristics are mentioned here engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotee are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing him with other devotees. In preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in the transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens the transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of this universe, and out of them there are few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, that seed fructifies just as the seed of a tree fructifies with a regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahmajyoti refulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. The supreme planet of Krishna ultimately The plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as a plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of a devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of a chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of a devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in the love of God. Then he cannot leave even for a moment without being in a contact with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Just as a fish cannot live without water, in such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees. As stated in the Bhagavatam itself, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and young girl take pleasure in association. So here it is said that the prime characteristic of a pure devotee or the devotees of the Lord is that they are machchitta. Their mind is always engaged in Krishna. We may be sitting here hearing, but mind is somewhere else. Maybe something happened some years back and that may we remember now. Because that's the condition of mind, especially in this age of Akali. Upadrata, that's the quality, because mind is always disturbed. And in such a disturbed condition or state of mind, it's very difficult to always think about the Lord. And that's why Lord, he says that one should associate with his devotees. And Griha or house, it becomes meaningful when we gather our family, our relatives and friends and discuss about Krishna. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to say that Je dina ghare kirtana dekhi ghare te goloka bhai. The day I see that all family members sit together and chant the holy name of the Lord, that place itself becomes Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of our Godhead. And that's what we make a goal of our life. Otherwise, house will be like a just, what do they call? Lodging and boarding. Come, have a dinner, take your mobile in your hand or maybe laptop or something and go in your room, sleep, get up in the morning, have breakfast and rush for your job. That's not a life at all, actually. Life has some meaning, and to find out that meaning is the goal of our life. We do something spiritual things or some spirituality and we consider ourselves as a spiritual person. But we need to think upon that, what it really means. Otherwise, time goes, and when at the fag end of the life, we really realize that for what I have done everything. And then we start to ponder on what is the purpose of life. One already life is going to end. That's why it is said that Komaram Achrit Pragyo Dharmana Bhagavataniya. So one has to think about this spirituality from the beginning of life. And that is Komaram, the first childhood stage of a life. Where it becomes very easy. Because there are no superimpositions till that time. You have your real identity and you are depending upon your parent. And as soon as you grow, you get superimposed with so many things. And that so many things actually bothers you throughout life, but you don't know the solution for that botheration. And Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it explains about that only. It's not only the 16th question that has Arjuna asked and Lord has narrated all the description or answers of his questions. only for that time of a period. But even today, the same questions we are having in our mind. But problem is that we never care for the proper answer of that question, because we don't believe in sadhus or neither in the saintly persons. We may believe in the, what we say, airlines. Huh? If you have to go to India, you can book tickets. Go to that same day, board in the plane, and you fly. Do you ask that time the pilot, does he has the proper training? Or does this flight or plane has a proper fuel to fly? Do you have that question in your mind? We keep faith in them. We pay and keep faith. But if someone says that something that is very essential to take you from this planet to other planet, to elevate you from this mundane conditions to spiritual reality, do we believe in them? We have thousands of questions for them. Because it's very tough to believe in or to have a faith in spiritual personalities or the people who follow the spirituality. Because that's the nature of this world. The thing which is most easy, we want to make it complicated and then accept it. And that's what's happening. We come here to get modern education or to get the higher studies. But even son who comes to West, he gets set down. And you come here to get the knowledge. What sort of knowledge you are going to get it? We need to really think about all these people. Now they have got frustrated with all their luxuries, and where they are going back? To find the eternal and internal peace. Where they go? They follow yoga, they follow Zen Buddhism. Again, they go to the East only. So don't give up the knowledge, the spirituality that you are born with. That legacy of a true knowledge. And to fill this belly, whatever you need, you do get it done. But just to fill this belly is not a purpose of life. Because that is readily available. You must be knowing that when a lady gets pregnant, at the month of 7, she develops a milk in her breast. So before she gives birth, the birth of that child, prior 2 months, his necessity of a food is already taken care. So don't you think that when he comes out, that Lord is going to give him or not? It needs a faith. And that's what we are lacking actually. And to develop that faith, Lord, he comes himself. He takes different forms, he manifests himself and shows that you should keep faith in me. All the religion of this world, ultimately they say that only, take shelter of the Lord. Dawani abhi dua kaam karegi, not the medicine, now prayers will work. Why? Because for that only the human form is there. You will not find some cats and dogs there coming and sitting in prayers, do they? Or not the people who are having that same mentality, they also come. They also do not come to temples who has the mentality like a cats and dogs. Only the people who are sober, serene in their mind and attitude, they only come and pray for. Because that is what gives us a solace. That is what gives us a peace to our mind. And that's why Lord says here that the prime quality or characteristic of my devotee is that their mind is always engaged in me. So it's not necessary that you have to quit everything what you are doing. The same thing Arjun was thinking when Lord said this, he said, okay, now I'm giving up everything. I'm not going to fight. I will just go to the forest. I will sit and meditate on you. God says, that's not your duty. Being a grihastha, see whom this Bhagavad Gita was spoken? A person who was irresponsible, who left everything and went to the Himalayas, sat there. Whom Bhagavad Gita was spoken? Huh? Who was he?
Kshatriya.
Huh?
King.
Okay, king. Next.
Kshatriya.
Kshatriya only becomes kings, not Shudras.
Okay.
A householder. Anything else? With the two wives. Not one, two wives. He was not only a king. He was a powerful king. He was not only a warrior, he was a powerful warrior. He was not only a householder, but he was a very responsible householder. And midst of that army, when there is a question or situation of do or die, Lord Krishna has spoken this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And he tells him that, don't give up fighting, but do it as your duty, but while doing that, Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. And that's the art of living. Remember their lordship while performing your activities. And that's the essence of all Bhagavad Gita actually. Lord never says that give up your position and he says wherever you are, just engage your mind unto me. Manmana bhava madbhakto. He never says gives up anything. Why? Because nothing belongs to us. Do we have anything? Do we possess anything in this world? How many of you really agree with this statement? We don't possess. Why? Huh? Nothing is?
Nothing is possessive. It's just some time, but while holding this.
Temporarily, whatever we have, it is possessed temporarily. Even this body, we care for whole life. Do you think it is ours? When we are a child, our parents, they claimed, oh, it's ours. Huh? When we had our first childhood friends, what they said? Hey, ye mera hai, huh? Once you get married, who has the claim? That's the greatest claim actually. Huh? Because they get the coolie for whole life, who can carry everything for them throughout the life. After that, kids comes. Then, or maybe, before that, when you get your job, so you belong to some company, huh? You have your tag on you. And ultimately, whichever religion may you belongs to, either it goes to the dust or it goes to ashes. So whom it belongs to actually? Not ours. For to tender, to take care of that, we have spent millions of bucks throughout life. But it is not ours. Unless and until you realize this, you will not consider it as a human being. Because only a human being can rationally think about this and then try to work on that. So the real goal of a life, to know about who we are, then why I am here, and what is the purpose of being here. And to sort out that, the whole Bhagavad Gita has spoken. It is well read throughout the world, not only by the Indians, but only in English you will find 768 commentaries. Can you imagine? Only in English they have a 768 commentaries published on Bhagavad Gita. And forget about Eastern people in their own languages. Even this Dara, have you heard about Dara? The elder brother of Aurangzeb. He was the first person who wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita in Arabic language. So it was well read, well commented and well understood by mass of people for gaining a peace in their life. In Bhagavad Gita, there are 6 verses where it is clearly explained that if you want to really attain a peace, then what one should do. And at the end of the 5th chapter, 29th verse, Lord says that who can attain the peace? Bhoktaram sarva yajna tapasam. Yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Surudam sarva bhutanam nyatvamam shantim rachi. Who will attain the peace? The person who understands that who is the real enjoyer in this world. Bhoktaram. Bhoktaram of what? Enjoyer of what? Yajna. Yajna means all activities, endeavor that you perform for. Tapa, austerities. And even whatever you possess, that is also not possessed by you. Because the real enjoyer is Krishna. And being an enjoyer also, he is a good friend of yours. Can your boss be your friend, good friend? But here the eternal boss, he says, he is a Surada. Surada means who is just next to your heart. In Sanskrit, there are different words to indicate the position of different friends. Like a mitra. Mitra means whom I know. A social friend. Bandhava means from the community. Apta or Bandhava. Then more closer to that, Sakha. Sakha means with whom you can share. With whom you can walk along. And then there is a surut. Surut means who is just next to your heart. Means who knows all in and out of yours. So the Lord says, it's me. For not only for the human being, but sarva bhutanam. For all the living beings, all 84 lakh species of life, 8.4 million species of life, Lord says, I am the friend. He lives in the heart of the richest human being in this world, up to the topmost living entity in the universe, that is Brahma, and even in the down lowest of the living creature, even in the heart of the insect who lives in the stool. So Lord never discriminates. He is always with us. And if you realize that, then that, Lord says that, Sa Shanti Mavapnati. That person attains a peace in his mind. So it's exactly 33 minutes. I'm going to stop here.
Who can have questions?
Okay. If anyone has any doubt, you can ask. And if you don't have any doubts, then my spiritual master used to say there are 2 conditions. One, either you have understood everything, and second, you have not understood anything. If it is the second case, then I am going to repeat everything. So should I repeat everything or I should consider that you have understood everything?
I have a question. So right at the start when you mentioned like, you know, and like a person is intelligent if he knows like Krishna is the Supreme Lordhead. So that's what is mentioned according to Gita. But just like knowing that Krishna is the Supreme Lordhead, the only definition of intelligence, or provided knowing that fact and then kind of implying those intelligence in the world, can that be an aspect of intelligence as well, or just knowing the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Lord is intelligence?
So just let me know what you mean by knowing. What you mean by knowing?
Knowing might not be the word, probably believing the fact that yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Lord.
When do you believe?
When do you believe?
When you think it is a practical.
Okay.
When it is a practical, that means you are practicing that. Then where is the second question? Knowing Buddha Bhava Samanvita means the person who knows that, he accepts and he works on that. So both the things are same.
Okay.
Your question had answered itself.
Would that mean like in both understanding of Krishna and practicing the devotional life, both are important?
Both are the same thing. If you understand, then you will practice. Definitely.
What about like in the knowledge, realizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but application of that knowledge, vijnana, jnana.
There is a difference. That's why I asked knowledge. What is mean by knowledge?
Right.
See, there are two things. One is just collecting information.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them in your IT language? Gathering a data. Data. Huh?
Data mind.
Data mind. Okay. Data mind. But knowledge or jnana means realized knowledge. Means information which transforms your heart, that is called as a knowledge. Jnana. So what Krishna is speaking about here, he is speaking about a jnana. Practical application of your information. So knowing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of a Godhead means you are acting on that. And that's why he called as a Buddha. Buddha means who has a proper intelligence. Even intelligence has a two different characteristics. One is just intelligence, and second is intelligence through which you can sad asad viveka buddhi. Through which you understand which is good for you and which is bad for you. So that intelligence helps us to elevate our consciousness. Does it make sense? Anyone has any doubt? Any question? Any challenge? Yes. No?
So how do you understand that you have reached that intelligence level? Like, how do you self-realize it?
What's the sweet today?
Rasmalai.
So how I can explain about rasmalai?
Taste
it. Huh?
Taste it.
So when you taste it, you know it. When you practice, no need that third person should tell you that, oh, he is God realized. Do you need more explanation? Huh? No? Yes?
Any more questions? 5 minutes,
keep it. Huh?
5 minutes.
Okay. Thank you for your patience and tolerating me for last 39 minutes.